Bonjour. Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
Today, I'm pleased to be joined by David from Cognac Larson. Can you tell the listeners, who are you and what do you do?
So my name is David Croiset, master blender for Cognac Larson. I have been working in the cognac business since I'm born, because my family was in cognac production and I grew in the middle of the vineyard and the distillery and cellar. So in Larson company 8 years ago, to take the responsibility of all the production, starting from sourcing from our partners, wine growers, distillers, and taking care of the aging, blending, and also in charge of the promotion.
What would you say the philosophy is at Cognac Larson?
So Larson has a very special identity because it's the youngest of the old cognac companies, established in the beginning of the 20th century with a different approach. Since the founder arrived in France, he brings his new vision of the cognac and fall in love with Fambois and decide to propose to the customers different cognac compared to what is currently proposed, and has a very strong focus on the elegancy and the fruitiness of the cognac.
What product are we tasting today?
Today, I have the pleasure to talk about Extra Or, which is a selection of the oldest cognac of the house. This cognac is a blend of different crus, Grand, Petit Champagne, but also a significant part of Fambois and a touch of Bordeaux. We are looking at the combination of several crus and what bring the diversity and the special identity of each cru.
How do you make the blend?
This is always a challenge for master blender, is to maintain years after years the style of the different qualities. My role with the Extra Or is to maintain this heritage. For this Extra Or, we have selected with a minimum age, it's 30 years old cognacs, with the youngest and the oldest in the blend between 50 to 60 years old, from a majority of Fambois and some Grand and Petit Champagne for the structure, for the sweetness, and for the elegancy, very special fruitiness, the Bordeaux cognacs.
Can you explain the reasons that you choose to bottle at 40%?
Yes, higher alcohol strength is nice for a single barrel, cask strength for quite unique product, limited edition. But for a blend which has been produced with a lot of different eau de vie, I don't feel the necessity to produce at a higher strength.
Can we say that the color of this Extra Or is a natural color?
Well, it's a common practice in cognac to adjust in order to maintain from a batch to another always the same color. But when we are working with 40 to on average 40, 50 years old cognac, there's no need to. You will notice it's not a very dark color. It's still a nice dark amber color, but it's not a dark mahogany color. We are very respectful of the natural color of the cognac, and we are not pushing too much.
If we move into a tasting note, David, how would you describe the nose, the palate, and the finish of this cognac?
The nose is evident, very charming, elegant. So the fruitiness with intense notes of passion fruit, exotic fruit, some notes of plums. The vanilla is there because it's a very old cognac. So the part of the fruity aroma of the oak. I like to say this cognac is as a pastry notes like brioche or also crème brûlée. So it's very gourmand, very pleasant cognac. So by most, it's very silky, very, very sweet. And it's a continuation of the same flavor, very fruity with notes of vanilla and also some back notes of coffee, which appear slowly. And the finish is very long, very intense.
Thank you very much. It was great to talk more about Larson and about the Extra Or. So again, thank you. And I wish
you
happy holidays.
Thank you. Have a great Christmas time and thank you for this interview.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar Podcast. All bottles of this calendar can be found on cognacexpert.com. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir.